Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning back in to The Art of Selling Wine. And today I talk about synchronizing robots and tractors with Audrey Elgoyen from Sabi Agri, also at CTV 2023. Yeah, we had some major shifts since the last episodes. This podcast got some very exciting new sponsors. So let's talk a little bit about them. This podcast is made possible by Wine Plus. It's the biggest European community for wine professionals and also for private wine nerds. It's made possible also by Amorim Cork. They are the world's biggest supplier of cork. And by Aero. Aero is a German company that produces full harvest machines. And Aero recently merged with Ferrand. So thanks to all of them. Thanks for supporting me with finances. And also thanks to supporting me with reach. And now please enjoy the episode. We just stopped talking about what your role in the company is, and maybe we continue so the people have an idea who I'm talking about. Audrey, what are you doing at Sabi Agri?
Well, so as I told you a few minutes ago, I'm sales manager at Sabi Agri, and I'm occupying this position for 6 months now. And I'm in charge to develop all the sales in on the French market, in international markets.
Is it a retail sales program, or do you go directly to the customer?
No, the idea is to develop and create a partnership with distributors in France and internationally.
Yeah. So you are looking for new merchants at this fair, actually?
Yes, actually, it's an opportunity to meet new partners and to diffuse the concept of our brands and products and philosophy.
Okay, give us the short version. How did you end up at Sabi Agri?
Why I chose to join Sabi Agri?
Yes.
Actually, it was an opportunity to make something different. And I love my job, and I wanted to make it in a company with good value, and I wanted to change the world.
What did you do before?
I was working in textile, so it was very different, with a footprint a little bit more important. So that's why I wanted to quit this economy and to make something more
also
clean.
In sales, account management?
Absolutely, it was exactly the same position, but for something, a different product and different market and different customers.
And your professional background is textile industry? Have you studied that?
Absolutely not. It was about business, international business, but it was general business.
So, mm-hmm. So economy.
Nothing specifically for equipment or textile or anything else, but it was more about international sales.
Then again, I have to warn you. It's a warning that I often tell people when they come from other industries to the wine sector. If you start working with the wine industry once, it never lets you go. You just stick to it. People get tired of hearing this at this podcast, but I know so many people who came from different sectors and they started working with the wine industry. Then they moved out and came back again. Because once you get used to how things work here, how the people are, like, it's just different.
Yeah, it's easy,
great
way. And actually, yes, it's pretty wine. It's something very new, and people are very alive with the product, and it's a kind of passion. And it's very interesting sectors.
Yeah, I would like to start the interview with a bit more personal questions. I'm afraid this might sound kind of sexist, but it's an obvious question. Like, selling agricultural robotic systems is the most male stereotypical thing I can think of. And I can see that this might be a hard field to be taken seriously as a woman.
because you have mainly male customers who are, right? Or is it different? Do I overlook something there?
No, I think you're right. Yes, definitely. It's not only about robotics. It's about agro equipment. It's a male business, definitely. Yes. But in my mind, no, it's not. It's not like a problem, or it's something like a. It's the opposite. I think we can bring something new, a new vision, and it can be like an advantage on the market and even for the company. I guess it's a new perception, and we can bring something different.
Yeah, absolutely. I see what you're talking about. When I look around, I've been at the exhibition mostly yesterday. Today I do just interviews all the time, and I see a lot of new things going on in the wine industry. Mm-hmm. So the automation topic is not even in the prototype status anymore. We see products being marketed, and yours Sabi Agri is one of those. Maybe you can take our audience into a little journey about what the system actually is that you are marketing, and how it works, because I did another interview with a robotic system.
Yes.
And they were still in prototype phase. So this is, they tested, they showed the concept, everything is nice and great, and we do research and more data needed and stuff. You are out there selling this, actually. Right?
Yeah, actually, we tested the product for 1 year. So we developed the first concept 1 year ago, 2 years ago, I guess. It was more about 2 years ago. And now we started to launch the business, and we took orders for the first time at the CTV.
You are very here.
Yes, today is the first day to take orders, and
you sold machines.
Yeah, of course. Yes.
Because I've talked to other people, and they said no, we never sell at the fair. We just show.
No. Because we started before with a specific partnership, because we already have some distributor in France, and we make like a specific pre-start before the CTV with some demonstration and personal demonstration. And I guess because we get the reward yesterday, the silver award. So maybe it forced like the order, and just to make like making the process decision making with the customer was maybe the last night was was the point to make the order.
So you can have some serious champagne party. I mean, it's a cool thing if things not just get innovation awards, but also actually get traction on the market so soon. Sabi Agri, I have not looked into your company because I didn't have time, actually. So it looks to me like a startup company, but you don't just do this out of nothing. Who or what is behind Sabi Agri?
So behind Sabi Agri is about two high passion person. It's Laure and Alexandre Prévost-Osmani, the founder of the company. Alexandre, actually, is a skillfully man. Is a mix between family farming heritage, and he has a degree, engineering degree. So that's why he has the talent to develop and to conceive some machine, relevant machine, able to machine and robots actually able to work and to have a relevant solution on the market. And Laure, his wife, actually was used to be a lawyer in a previous life, and now she's steadily building up and shaping like the strategy of the company to actually is about to we started like a startup, and now we are getting to become like a factory and a small company, but a company. So
That's super interesting. And for the people who have no idea what we are talking about, can you please describe the Sabi Agri system? What's special about it?
Actually, it's very complicated because Sabiagri is actually, I think the first beginning of Sabiagri is about electric. They wanted to make the difference on the market by developing like tractors and robots 100% electrical. This is the starting point of the company. And actually, they start with a tractor for market gardening, and it was for a specific application because, as I told you, Alexandre was farmers and he started like farmers, and he wanted to take back the company of his father and all this thing, and to make a clean production. So that's why he launching the concept of electric tractors. And after all, people say, okay, it's a good idea, so I think you have to create Sabiagri, and that's why Sabiagri born.
What was the innovation award about that your company got?
Yesterday about the CTV, yes. It's about synchronization. I mean, we develop a robot able to work in synchronization with the tractors. So I think it's a big revolution in terms of robotic, because we can increase the potential of work of because we don't want to make like a technology just for technology. We are convinced that people and human and the expertise of the competencies of human people working in the vineyard, you can replace it by robots. So that's why we wanted to make like to keep a place for people, and to make a robot like a support, but not like to replace people. And that's why the robot is following and making like the same job of the tractor or a different task. And I mean, yeah, this one, it's a very new concept, and I think this is the future.
Yeah, what struck me immediately, this Monday we had like a private guide for the press people, and before the exhibition was opened, and we talked about many different robotic systems, and they were all like, yeah, it's fully autonomous, but sadly you cannot let it work autonomously because you must be around, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't work like we want. And you were like, yeah, super cool. So you can sit on the tractor and just have the second device
exactly
right next to you. That was like, that kind of makes sense.
So, absolutely.
And then this is why I was like, okay, I need to talk to those guys, because they didn't see the problem. They saw the solution.
Absolutely.
Like, you have two machines, one with a driver and one without.
Exactly.
And this is like walking a dog.
Yes. And I think, yes, it's a way just to say, okay, we can make it, because the law is a law. And I think, yes, you have many, many view of what will be the robotic tomorrow, but the view of Sabiagri is just to make like the robot for human, and to make a mix in the exploitation or in the vineyard, and it's the way we want to work.
Yeah, just makes sense to me. And I mean, I think it will get copied really fast. And I think also I've seen similar systems from big scale agriculture, not from wine growing. So it's the concept is not like you reinvented the wheel, but for practical purpose in a vineyard, it just makes sense. And now I have certain questions. If I have now two vehicles driving, one with me as driver, one without me, do they work the same vineyard row, or can I put them next to each other and double the speed like this?
So both options are possible. Actually, you can work in the same row, or you just can work in different row, making the same job, making the same task or a different task. So it's something you can manage. It depends of or you want to organize your vineyard.
So it's all possible. Both systems have the same
absolutely
capabilities,
absolutely,
technical-wise.
Yes, you just need to make some specific, you need to fit the system before giving the mission to the robot, but both systems are possible, actually.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you said the system has been tested for 1 year, and can you give us some information about the technical data? What can people expect? I mean, with electric anything, it's always the matter of how strong can it get and how long does it take to reload? How long can you actually use the device? And how easy is it to recharge or not? Can you replace batteries or not? And like, it's a different, complex topic.
Of course, it's completely different. But what we say to customers, because of course there's some fear about electric drive. It's like it's a big change, and people have to integrate some new concept of work. And it's what we explain with electric tractors. You can you have the benefit of the electric drive with the same quality of work than fuel tractors. The only change is about the way you work, because you don't have to drive in the same way. You have to relearn to work with your electric tractors. It's the only thing you have to do. But I think it's something very easy to control and to adapt. Actually, it's a very easy one. But you have to be, I think the first criteria to move to the electric drive is to be, you have to be, you have to believe that it's a good way to change and to work the vineyard tomorrow. It's more about mindset than about technicity.
Yeah, but also about infrastructure, right? I mean, how long can I operate your system?
It's about 8 to 10 hours. It depends on the work, of course. But it's
one charging, 8 to 10 hours.
Yes, absolutely. And you have a quick charge of 2 hours. So we recommend to recharge your tractors for the lunch, for instance, just to organize, because there is a break, so you can recharge your tractors. It's able to work 8 to 10 hours. So actually, it's not a big change in terms of work organization in a daily work company. It's almost the same. So
okay, but guide me through the process. I have your tractor system. It drives which maximum speed?
Alors, on the road, it's about 25 kilometers.
The autonomous system also?
No. Alors, it's a big tractors is able to drive on the road.
If I want to go home for lunch,
yeah,
and I have an autonomous tractor with me going with 6 miles per hour, like, this takes a lot of time.
No, of course, you have to manage the time with your battery. And, actually, we... Today we have like a fleet of 17 tractors in France, and I think people just reorganize work around the tractors, so they can plug their mini place to plug the tractors. I don't know exactly if they take lunch in the middle of the vineyard, but I think they come back.
I see the Tesla charging stations in the vineyard.
But maybe tomorrow it will be an option to make some point of charge in vineyard. And many companies are searching and sourcing to implement on the market this kind of solution to recharge directly your tractors in slots. But today, no. Actually, they work on the morning and they come back and they're going back to the vineyard.
But then the general idea is I can drive the tractor. And the robot, I have it on a... I pull it, or how do I transport it?
When you have to move to to a slot from another slot. No, actually, it's able to follow the tractors. It's allowed in private roads, so you can do it without any trouble. When you have to take a road, a public road, you have to charge your robots on a specific...
On a trailer,
yes, absolutely. But actually, it's the same for Caterpillar tractors. Now it's the same organization, so it's not something impossible to organize.
Okay, the trailer solves my mental problem. How to transport it? Yeah, sometimes I get a little too theoretical. Okay, good. The system, how I saw it. Is it designed for narrow vineyards, or can you scale the size? Because you have this narrow vineyard system here in France, which is very typical for some regions.
Burgundy, Champagne.
Yeah, I see it sometimes in Bordeaux also. I don't see it at all in Germany. I don't see it so often in Italy. It depends very much on the region. What vineyard type is it designed for, and is it adaptable?
Absolutely. And from the beginning, Sabiagri, they wanted to make like the most polyvalent tractor or machine to be able. Sabiagri is able to work in any type of wine sector. So that's why our robots, you can actually customize your robots according to your needs about your slots, and you can work from a small vineyard for Burgundy. So you can you have to choose like a scale, specific scale, and from the largest one for Bordeaux or Cognac, for instance, you have another option. And I don't have in mind. I think it's 2 meters, 2.5 meters. I have to check. But actually, yes, you can choose and to adapt the machine to your terrain.
Which market are you targeting? Is it like the luxury Burgundy wineries who like, you know, or is it a different type of customer?
Yes, of course, one of our targets is a big group, actually able to, it's not just about investment, but it's about a way to manage investments and a green investment. We know that a big group like in Champagne, in Burgundy, in Bordeaux have some plan to in long term to invest in this kind of fleet, electrical fleet. So of course there are some customer of us, but actually we work with a smaller owner of it's really we don't have like a specific type of customer for Sabiagri. It's but I think it's something like they share one thing. I mean, between the big group and smaller vineyards, they share the same vision of performance, quality, and philosophy of work.
Yeah, and they share the same problem of finding less and less people who can work in the vineyard or even who can operate machinery.
Absolutely.
That's the big thing. I mean,
yeah, of course.
Driving a tractor from A to B is a very different thing than working in the vineyards with it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen any autonomous systems at work in the vineyard live. I've seen some videos. Yeah, I'm sure you have seen that, right?
Some autonomous from other brands or?
No, from yours or from other brands, I don't know.
Yeah, of course, yes.
How do I have to imagine this? Is it faster or slower than human driver? Like, what's the capabilities of such a system?
The speed is about the type of work you do. Actually, this is the first thing, but it's about 5 or 6 kilometers in terms of speed for robots. So a few hours ago, they were telling me it was like more than 1 hectare per hour with a robot, more or less. Mm. We have to account.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I see a lot of potential in this market. I've talked to different companies here who were about hydrogen fueled or bioethanol fueled or electric fueled tractors. So I think the industry is moving rapidly into those directions. And I was wondering one thing. It's just an idea that came up to me while you talked. Wouldn't it be possible to think of a electric wire that just is in the vineyard that charges your machinery? I mean, we have kind of wires in the vineyard everywhere.
Yes, why not?
I mean, you have trains working like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not an engineer, so I was just thinking maybe this makes sense. But on the other side, you lose the weight of the battery, which is important for some of the work, right?
Yeah. Yes, like a tramway or like electric. Why not? It's not an option. We we don't.
If we talk about charging systems in the vineyards, we can also just talk about wires. But yeah, okay, coming back to you, when you entered the wine industry, what did you have to learn about winemaking? Or what, I mean, you're very fresh in this industry.
Yeah,
it's obviously a big sector in France, so you might have been exposed to wine before, I guess.
I guess, but I think in France we are
everybody
almost from a younger stage, we know a lot about wine, and I think it's a big part of our culture. So yes, I wasn't passionate about wine, but I know a little bit about a different area in France, so it was enough. But of course, I have to learn a lot just to understand the challenge of the cultural challenge. I mean, in terms of different area in France, there's many things to understand and to integrate and just to be able to sell and to sell well the machine.
Did you have some like aha effects in the last time? I mean, you are pretty new to the industry. That's the most interesting time, actually, when you're like, oh, I didn't know this. Like,
Maybe a few months ago I would be able to tell you, but now it's like I forgot about the first week. But yes, everything was about, it was especially about, what is funny is about each area, it's like have its own on use of tools and and it's something like it's very because it in term of vineyard is the same plant, it's the same same things, but when you're traveling from Burgundy to Bordeaux, you have the feeling to be a jet lag, or it's very different. It's like another country in term of philosophy to cultivate wine. And
is this your first industry fair?
No, it's not actually for wine industry or in general.
In general, I guess you've been on textile fairs.
No, yes, before of course.
And for wine, it's the first.
No, it was it's the second.
Which one was first?
In Italy.
In Italy.
Yeah.
Ah, okay, that's good. Then we are allowed to talk because I'm hired by CityV to also talk a little bit about the exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
And so, from your perspective as exhibitor, I've just been doing interviews. Like I see stuff is going on down here, but from your perspective, how's the fair going? How's the mood of the people? I mean, wine industry is kind of in a crisis somewhere a little bit. And parts of it, other parts not. What do you hear the people talking about? How do you sense them at the exhibition here?
Yeah, but actually it's hard to say because I don't have to point to compare before, but it sounds like it looks like a good fair because many people are coming to the stand to visit, and we can check, like there's like more than just only curiosity about robotic or technologies. We can feel like something is changing, and we can see like a rise of interest in this kind of technology. So I would say it's a good fair, but
I'm also here for the first time. I think so too. To me it looks the same. I also can't compare. Yeah, but I've been talking to some people, and I see there seems to be like a hope for we will have future in the industry, which is to me it's not obvious where this comes from, because I've been driving through France here. Mm-hmm. I've been driving 2 days with my camping car. I'm slow. And I noticed a curious thing. And this is, you have the signs with the names of the villages. They are turned upside down very often. Have you seen that?
I didn't see that, but I read an article in
this has to do with the wine sector, right?
It's not just about wine sector. I think it's more about agriculture system. But maybe especially in South of France. Actually, yesterday at the ceremonies, they talk about a crisis, but I'm not aware about what is really about, but
what have you read in the article? Because yesterday I talked to a French guy, and I can speak French a little bit, but he couldn't speak English, and so I had some kind of problems of understanding what he was trying to explain to me, what's going on with these shields.
So actually it's more about, yes, it's not just about wiring system, it's more about agriculture system, and they put ups and downs the board, because he make a comparison, the system is going ups and down, actually. It's not going in the right way, but it's a kind of critic of the system, and but it's more about policy and European policy about different decision. But it's maybe some people are not totally agree with the direction we want to go with agriculture and with policy. It's more about that.
Yeah, in your country you have such a very interesting strike mentality. It's like when you come from Germany, you always, I mean, we Germans, we like striking too, but it's always very, very structured. Yeah. And when you go to France, you're like full on war on the streets. And also the signs, I mean, just the metaphor of turning your village sign upside down. This is so cool, even though the topic not, but
it's very creative.
It's strong. Yeah. It's really strong. The first time I went by such a shield, I was like, was it me? Like, am I sleeping? Like, I'm driving a car. Then I saw it the second time. I'm like, are they dumb? Like, didn't they? And then you see it a third time, fourth time, but then again, not. And not, and not, and then you see it again. And I tried to figure out what was going on there. And the guy yesterday, he explained to me, it's mostly the, when you go through wine growing regions, it's the regions which have problems selling red wine.
Yes.
Because I think the Bordeaux export market kind of crashes a little bit, and this floods the whole country in red wine.
Yes.
The white wine areas, they are not affected so much. The rosé, not affected. The high-end red wine, now they do well any time, but the mass market is like they have quite a problem. And he said, like, you can see what kind of wine production takes place in the village just by looking at the village name. And I thought, this is interesting. And while this is going on, at the same time, we have people coming here ordering machineries like yours, which is obviously future technology. I mean, come on, you don't buy an autonomous tractor system if you don't believe in the next years.
Yeah.
And so this polarity is very, very interesting to me.
But I think it's not like something like it's not homogeneous market. I think according to the region or you will find a different aspect. They didn't live the same season, actually. And actually, in my opinion, technology, it's more like a solution. It could be a solution for some of them. Of course, it's an investment, but it could be like a new way to rethink future. And maybe it's hope, and this is.
Yeah, I mean, I know some winemakers in Germany who they are one person businesses, and they operate quite huge plots of land with very, very intense machinery, like huge machines going over more than one row at once. And if you can double this with another autonomous robot, like, this is an obvious investment for some people, because they say, I can stay alone and be like two skilled drivers next to each other. This is interesting.
Yeah.
This is really interesting, and I will definitely look at your business from time to time and see what's going on, because I see two ways. Either you have to professionalize and automatize and go full on machinery, or you go back to working with a horse. Like, this is kind of where the industry is heading, right? In between, machines get more and more expensive, but the efficiency is maxed out in some areas. I mean, you can buy a new tractor from time to time, but you won't go that much faster with it. Okay. You are still one person in this thing. So it's a really interesting thing that you proposed there. Did you have time to look around at the exhibition yourself?
Not yet, actually. Not it was yet. Like okay. we are very busy on the, the booth, so I didn't check any any competitors or anything like this.
Okay.
Did you see some interesting thing or?
Yeah, I mean, I took a look at many of the robotic systems. It's I discovered, I think, six different or something like this, and but most of them are in the prototype stage, and that was so interesting to me about Sabri Agri. For the people, Sabri Agri, what's that name?
Actually, I don't know. I'm not able to.
I mean, Agri, I know, but Sabi? But Sabi?
Sabi? Maybe Saber?
Is it like a French word?
No, it's not. So I don't know the origin of the name. And I never ask to.
Ma femme s'appelle Sabine. Like,
but some people come to the booth and ask to talk to Sabi because they figure out Sabi is the name of
it kind of looks like this. Okay, cool. If people want to know more, do you run like social media channels, websites? Where can people check out?
Website, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram.
Okay, so you know how to use Google. The name is pronounced S-A-B-I-A-G-R-I. Sabi Agri. Sabi Agri.
Perfect.
Whatever way you want to pronounce it. Audrey, merci beaucoup.
Merci.
That was fun. And yeah, I think it's like your system is definitely worth looking into. I'm not a driver myself, so it's always hard for me to talk about machinery because I spend like 20 hours on a tractor in my whole life. So I know they drive and I know they work, and that's about it. So I cannot talk about the technical aspects of this so much, not as much as I wanted to, but I think the people who might be targeted have the knowledge to find out themselves. Mm-hmm. They just should know what exists.
So that's of you. Thank you. And we invite you to drive a Sabi Agri to make like
if somebody wanted to see one of your systems live, where do you show them? Where are they?
Actually, we are located in Clermont-Ferrand, and of course we have some door open to people just to come and check. We have like a show area, and we make some demonstration of our robot and our tractor. So people are welcome to visit us in Clermont-Ferrand, Saint-Bosier, to be more precise.
Clermont-Ferrand, Sabi Agri. Thanks, Audrey.
You're welcome.